This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
While they're encouraged and intriguing, they're not one move, one Deebo Samuel away from chasing down Philadelphia. There are still flaws in this roster that they got to have a very much so like attack mindset and not resting on the success of last year mindset.
Welcome back. The voice of Dan Orlovsky yesterday on ESPN talking about Deebo Samuel to the Commanders. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, the Midday Show. We'll get back to your phone calls. All right, Hugh, we've had a couple days to let this kind of, you know, settle in here. The Commanders land Deebo Samuel. We know they're going to be active this offseason.
Deebo coming.
They have a lot of cap room. Now, the last time we saw Deebo, he wasn't the player he was a few years ago.
He's but a little heavy.
A little heavy, yeah. We saw him at the Super Bowl wearing an A.J. Brown jersey for whatever reason.
Which was weird.
It was weird. He did not look in particularly great shape, but we'll see what it looks like when the season starts. Hugh, they got better. I mean, he will help their team. He's still a productive player. I don't think he's what he was a few years ago. Are you yet at the point, and how I'll say it this way, how close are you to having some healthy fear of the Commanders?
Not there.
Not there.
I think that when you talk about what we were offensively to them, they couldn't handle us. So I understand you went out and got another weapon, but I think that, you know what I think about when I think about Deebo Samuels? I think about CJGJ when he said, you're not a receiver,
you're
a running back. I can guard you. I could see CJ Gardner-Johnson raising his hand in that defensive meeting and saying, coach, pretty please.
I got him.
Let me get that guy. I can see that. Let me play him close, you know, from his safety spot, which is going to be bananas. But I just feel like Deebo going to get everything that he wanted from this division and especially from the Eagles. Now, you go back and you look at the numbers and you look at the odds, the Super Bowl odds. And if I'm not mistaken, when they signed Deebo, the odds didn't move at all. So I understand that everybody's like, he's another weapon. And he is. It's versatile because of the one thing, when I think of the Commodores from last year, they had trouble running the football. So he adds that dimension to it. But does that make me nervous? Nah.
Their best runner is probably Daniels.
Yeah.
At the quarterback position.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm with you. I'm not this doesn't make me fear the Commanders. Now, I do expect them to be way more active in the next week. They open the offseason with a lot of cap room. Now, they just dumped $17 million or whatever it is into Deebo, so that's a good chunk of it. But they have a lot left, so I expect them to add more players. But let's listen to Emmanuel Acho talking about Daniels and now with Deebo. Listen to this. He thinks Deebo takes Jaden to an even higher level.
Deebo Samuel will make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC.
Wow.
Because Jaden Daniels now has what all the other NFC quarterbacks have, a down-off guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, give it to Saquon, down-off.
Breather.
Jordan Love, give it to Josh Jacobs, down-off. Matthew Stafford, throw a now pass to Puka Nacua, down-off. Jaden Daniels was not able to take any downs off last year because he did not have what I would suggest is a down-off guy. I can just get it to you, and I can take a down-off. I can throw you a now screen, Deebo, down-off. I can throw you a tunnel screen, Deebo, down-off. Oh, you in the backfield, I can give you a quick pitch, Deebo, down-off. Now you have a down-off guy. The other thing I would suggest, defensively, there are three things. Energy, effort, eye control. That's what defenses boil down to. Energy, effort, eye control. And you could also suggest, effort, eye control, and execution. Deebo Samuel will manipulate defenders' eye control.
So, all right, a couple things there. The way he has anyone else watched Deebo the last couple years? He doesn't he was that guy. Like the way
early on.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, he was. At one point, I thought he was like the most versatile weapon in the NFL.
But I mean, he was Debo.
Yeah,
he was that name. Oh, Debo coming. You know, it was. Yeah. He was that guy.
But those days might be over.
Beat up the kicker, man. Dude, beat up the kicker, dude. Put hands on the kicker. Who puts hands on the kicker?
Well, Debo does, and that's why he's out of there.
I feel like he's going to contribute. Down off guy, running back. Like every time he said that, I'm thinking running back.
Well, he mentioned Saquon and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, with some ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, which is something that they missed. Something that the Commodores want. So, yeah, I get that. But when I think of the matchup, you had more trouble with us defensively, in my opinion, on your defense against our offense.
That's where they still have holes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Their offense was good last year.
Yeah, their offense was decent. They were good enough to score points, and we saw that. When Jalen got hurt, the defense was still out there, and they were able to move the ball. So you need to shore up that defense.
So obviously a lot of this will depend on the Myles Garrett situation. I think they could be a team that tries to steal Sweat or Williams from us. Specifically Sweat.
That would be crazy.
Well, that's where I thought they were weak. They were kind of weak on the outside with their pass rush. So we shall see. But Debo, a Commander, and some people like Emmanuel Acho going a little bit too far with the down off thing. I mean that was 3 years ago.
You know, shout out to Emmanuel Acho, does a great job on television. I just think of him in that outfit that they had on when they looked him and James Jones look like they about to go on the stage and say,
I wish I saw
Casey
this.
And JoJo. Dog. When I saw him, he hated the fact that he came to speak to me. Joe was there because it was like, dog, what you got on? And I was like, you about to go sing some smooth R&B. It was crazy.
Was that when Dan Orlovsky was with us?
Ooh, yeah. And Dan chimed in. They look like Casey and JoJo, dog.
What song is he going to sing? All My Life?
All My Life. Yeah. Man, I like how you pulled that. That was funny.
He looked like a rug.
A
rug.
They had on some designer outfits, and James kept walking because he knew what was coming. He had on some sequin outfit. That was like, oh.
It's hard to take him seriously wearing that thing. He was not happy because you were loud when you said it too in that convention center.
That's why I don't know nobody want to hang out with me, man. I'm too loud. But it was funny. I should have tabbed my phone out to take a picture. There ain't nobody going to believe me. They look like an R&B group.
Really did.
Two big ass singers, like they, you know, just some big ass dudes with sequin outfits on.
They had a gig that night
in hot ass New Orleans. That was another thing though, Joe. It was warm.
Yeah, it was like 70 degrees.
It was too damn warm for sequins, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's why I didn't wear that outfit that morning. I felt the same thing. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only. At Sunoco here. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. We got a lot of heavy hitter callers up here with some wild takes on the line. Let's go to Jay in West Philly. Good afternoon, Jay.
Don't try and get on my good side, man.
I like that start.
What do you got?
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're just going to do what the Eagles do. Like you said, man, you ain't got to go out and get no big names. If it happened, it happened. But we're going to be all right. You want to get his 1 year due, $15 million.
15 of them.
That's right. I want to pay Zach Bond. Yeah.
And then you're going to let the other guys go. You're going to let Becton go?
Yep.
Wow. And why?
Well, because I think it's easier.
You got belief in the coaches, right?
Well, the Eagles seem to have an easier time finding offensive linemen than they do linebackers.
You got belief in the coaches, right? And you said Fangio was going to have what? Possibly five new defenders?
Could, right? I mean, they have Williams as a free agent and Sweat and Bond. N'Kobe's hurt and Slay's gone, right? So that's five guys.
So when he got here this year and they turned into the number one defense, he had 11 new starters.
Well, I guess you, of course, yeah, because they were all new to him.
Damn, right. Don't say y'all guess so, right?
Well, it's semantics. I mean, they were all new to him.
Here, they was all new starters to him in his system. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have five to six of them already back?
Well, but we already had the number one defense. I'm trying to keep that together. Don't you want to do that?
We had the number one defense at the end of this year. Once Fangio got here, a year in the system. So other players have been there. Guys that's going to replace him.
Well, like I mean, but they might not be as good. I mean, we don't know.
but they might not this. They might not this. You talk about you want Kyle's dad to call in every week. I want your wife to call in every week.
She doesn't want to call this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. Now you got her scared just like you.
No, I don't think. I just don't think she'd want to call. I mean, she could call if she wants.
Yeah, I don't think she want to deal with this foolishness. Yeah,
this is way too much nonsense.
I would let her briefly once. I don't think she want this foolishness.
So who do you want back, Jay? Are you just not bringing anybody?
You early talk about, I'm going in the club with Vaughn. Ain't nobody going in the club with you. Because you're going to run.
You know what's funny? Now, this is where you're wrong. I hung out with Joe. Now Joe bought that action, man. I took Joe. Me and Joe. Well, listen, Jay, this is the honest and goodness truth. We were in Atlanta, and I took him to one of the spots in Atlanta. I sit down, and I'm talking Joe off. Joe didn't make friends, because I'm not that friendly. Joe made a whole bunch of friends in Atlanta. I'm just trying to tell you.
Somebody probably looked at him wrong, and he went over there and apologized.
No, he had a ball. He was like a fish to water. He went out and did his own thing.
You know, Jay, I get along with most people not named Jay in West Philly. It's pretty easy, actually. I think the problem is not me here, Jay. It might be someone else.
No, because look, you need to learn. You scared every day, man. Look,
that's right.
How do you put up with this dude, man? He come in.
He's a passionate fan, man.
You ain't know who Zach Ball was last year.
He a passionate fan.
Could you pick Zach Bourne out of lineup last year?
No, but Jay, I know he's good now. Don't you want to keep good players?
But.
Do you want to keep good players or not?
He in this system.
Do you want to keep good players? Yes or no?
Get touched. We go find another one.
Oh, sure. Because the Eagles' track record with finding linebackers
is sterling.
The Eagles do this all the time.
He said another linebacker. You ain't catch that. He'll love me tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no, not like Zach did. Not like Zach.
No, not like Zach.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Jay, who do you want to keep?
About T.J. Edwards. They found another T.J. Edwards, right?
No, they didn't. Who's the new T.J. Edwards?
Zach Moore. I think that's what he's trying to correlate.
Did you watch the season after that when they stunk at that position?
Wasn't he a Pro Bowl linebacker in Chicago?
Yes, and what happened the year after he left?
Not here is the point.
So they found another.
No. Jay, it took a full year, and that year stunk. Did you pay attention?
It took a year because they had Roby Coleman and Cunningham and them bums out there.
Right, so how did we know that won't happen?
Now.
But how do we know that
we
won't happen again?
We got back. CJ, GJ is back. We got and those Georgia players are here. Oh, they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
They know the system. They're going to be playing, man.
So who do you want back, Jay? Do you want back? Any of them, or you want them all to go?
Whichever one come back at the Eagle price.
So you don't actually have an opinion?
Milk could go. Sweat could go. They got to play in our system. We play with Fangio's system. Fangio made them.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
I don't think he made it. What did he do last year? What did Fangio do last year?
What did he do last year when he was with the Saints?
What did Fangio do before he got to this team?
His defense was always in the top half.
And he never won a Super Bowl until he got to the Eagles. I mean, like, we could play this both ways. Like, Vic Fangio's now God.
Got you there, Jay.
Vic Fangio was in the NFL for 30 years. Before he got to Howie Roseman's players, he didn't win anything.
How many years did he coach with Philadelphia?
One.
All right. Super Bowl, number one defense. Ooh,
with Zach Bond. Listen, Vic Fangio's been in the NFL 30 years. He's got one Super Bowl. Zach Bond was his linebacker. That's the math, Jay. I mean, I'll tell you. I mean,
you don't know what to tell me.
I mean, that's the math. I mean, you don't want him back. Just because we want to let good players. Why do we want to let good players go?
We don't. No, we don't. We don't. Like, in a perfect world, I don't want that to happen, but I'm realistic of the situation. And I think that's what we fail to realize. See, when we have these conversations, we have them with the information that we give. Like, what we want, we're doing it with our heart most times. Oh, I don't want him to leave. Hell, I don't want him to leave either. But the reality of the situation is he's going to go out there and there's going to be suitors. It's almost like when you're dating and you tell your significant other, go out there and see if you could do better than me. Because that's what the Eagles did. You know, y'all have a great rapport with one another. Y'all going out to dinner, y'all dancing, and all that other good stuff. Y'all having a great time. And when she says, or he says for this situation, I want to get serious. And you say, you know what? Go out there and see if you could do better and get back to me. That's what the Eagles did.
Yeah, I agree with you on your analogy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the Eagles did. So now you open yourself up. And the reality of the situation is this. Once you do that, you do two things. You let them know that they probably weren't as serious about you. Now, he might be thinking this. I don't know if this is true, but he might be thinking this. They're not that serious about me.
Do all 53s think the same way?
I don't know. I don't know where he is in his headspace.
Right.
And they're also telling you that go out and find a better offer. Go out and see if you could do better than me. And what if she does? Now what you going to do? Come back with, hey, I'm sorry. But when you say that, you take that chance. Mm. And that's the reality of being in the NFL. You know, it's the thing where the Eagles had every opportunity during the course of the season to sign him. We even talked about it. We even talked about the fact that his agent probably went up to him and said, hey, my boy balling. What's up? We'll holler. And the Eagles said, you know what they said? We'll holler at you at the end of the year.
They probably wanted to see if he could do it for a full year. He'd never done that.
And he did. And the same thing. Remember when Joe Flacco, you know who else did it? Joe Flacco. Remember when Joe Flacco was up for a deal and the Baltimore Ravens told him, nah, bruh, let's see how this season play out.
And then he won
played
the Super
that
Bowl.
Thing all the way to the Super Bowl and became the Super Bowl MVP. You know why I remember that? Because that was the first year of the new Corvette and he was the MVP and that was the gift that he got. And I was like,
he was
damn.
Great. He was great in that postseason. Out.
I guess I just don't want to be sorry, though. Like, regardless of what my father might have said when he called in earlier, it's been one girl for me. I'm not taking my chances.
Yeah, you trying to clean yeah,
that up. Let her go. That was the closest to trouble for you.
He trying to clean that thing up real quick.
Because, you know, we when know said, Mr. Quinn said.
When he said multiple women, he's like, no.
Yeah, I can't let that one be out there.
You can't put that out there, man. Yeah. But when you tell her that, hey, just like that, go see if you could do better. But she, more than likely, she going to go do better. She going to do better.
You know, I do have a quick issue. I think you forgot the core values today, Hugh.
What you mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm reading through them, and you forgot number three. Leave logic at home. You brought
oh, you never do. You've not been doing that lately.
You know what's funny?
Leave that at home.
You're right. I do. But it's just like, I just look at these situations, man, and I hear all the Eagle fans that call in and get mad about my takes and everything. I hear you, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. But this is the reality of the NFL.
I do
it's a cold game, man. Not for long.
I do give you credit because I've noticed that Hugh has really adhered to two of our core values the most. Number six and seven, pettiness is encouraged.
Oh, man, every day.
And screw proper pronunciation. I mean, he hits those.
That's why a legit threat. And me and Kyle, we pick up on the enunciation all the time. But I say, Kyle, let it go, because I do that every day. Who had one earlier? They mispronounced
the
word.
Wasn't it Jim? He screwed up
revisionist history? Yeah.
I missed it.
It was like Rejuven.
He butchered that. So me and Kyle looked at each other. I was like, man, let that go. I do that every day.
By the way, could see Joe Conklin in the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports Put to Music at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. Proceeds of the show go to the five Abington Fire Companies to replace protection gear permanently damaged in the recent SPS fire. That's Saturday, April 5th at the Keswick. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Aaron.
What up?
Hey, Hugh, I think actually you're a little bit misunderstood today.
What I do?
What do you think?
Well, I'm you know what, Aaron, I'm misunderstood.
Well, that's he's like
the angry wiggity. Aaron, this is what it is.
Self-inflicted wounds is what they call it.
Right. Hey, guys, I think Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is what you're trying to say. I think people think that you're saying if they don't go out and become heavy hitters and they're going to stand pat, they're not going to bring anyone in. I think, like you said, you can roll with the youth of this team. You can draft well. And then you can bring in a couple veteran guys who can continue to help the development of these young guys and still have a top five defense.
You know what, Aaron? I'm happy you picked up all that. Sometimes, you know, I try not to long talk. I didn't want to put all that in, you know what I mean? But I'm happy you picked up what I was putting down. Most people don't get that. You know, I try to tell Joe that every day, but he ain't, you know, he don't be paying attention.
Just hear me on this thing. I know I'm not saying you're thinking these names. But if you don't take a swing on a Myles Garrett, and you obviously they want to bring back Bond, but I doubt you're going to get him for, you know, $12, $13, $14 million. Somebody is going to overpay for that guy because of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, in my opinion, you could go out with the youth that you already have, and you could go out and take a year or two short contracts on a Khalil Mack and like a Lavonte David, middle linebacker.
I mean, that's a thought. Like, this is a fluid situation, and a lot of times, to your point, Aaron, I would I would like to think that most Eagle fans are like forward thinkers. It's, you know, sometimes they're not. And they're just thinking about what's being said and not thinking that, you know, there's other moves to be made. But yeah, all of that. I mean, and we don't know. And that's why we don't talk about all that, because we don't know. Because we're just talking about the names that are fit the narrative for the storylines that we want to talk about.
I do like the Mac move, Aaron. I still think there's a little bit left in the tank, and he was with Fangio in Chicago, and he was obviously excellent then.
Well, and he's two years removed from 17 sacks. And the reason I mentioned that Lavonte David is, from what I saw, is he has, I think, 198 consecutive starts in the regular season, and the only numbers that were different from him and Bond last year is he had 20 less tackles.
Well, he's been one of the best for a long time. I always get a little wary when linebackers get up there in age. Like, when is it going to go? But, I mean, to be fair, Bobby Wagner last year,
been
I thought...
playing forever, and he played well last year for the Commodores.
When the Commanders got him, I thought it was more like, hey, like he's like a leader, coach on the field, but he still played really well. So, I mean, maybe David could do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get him for, just guessing numbers, maybe you get him for a two-year, you know, $15, $16 million deal.
Well, and that would be, and that would be, you know, probably half or even less than that of what Bond's going to get. So that could save you money on that end. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, the offseason is not over, and Howie tried to say this to us 2 weeks ago, if they don't do much next week, right? And just based on how he's spoken, I'm kind of bracing myself that next week they're going to lose more than they add. They're going to probably lose three or four of these guys and maybe only add one thing of note. And I think Howie was almost saying, like, be patient. By the time we get to the season, we'll be good, right? We have the draft. We have a trade maybe down the line. But it is hard to kind of, like, wrap your mind around it because they're coming off of being so great. You want to keep it together.
And I totally understand all of that, man. And I appreciate everybody's passion when they talk about what they talk about. But one of the hardest things to do, especially after you win a Super Bowl and you want to have that feeling again like sex, is to be patient. You know what I mean? No, seriously. I mean,
if somebody's just tuning in, I'm just thinking about how hilarious that is.
The reason this was brought up.
Yeah,
today.
I forgot. We got different listeners at this time of day. But if you want to, you got to
lather Vaseline on me.
You got to be patient, man, and you have to understand the bigger move. And I get it. It's hard to see that most times. That's why I'm here trying to teach y'all every day. I hold class.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, Joe. Shameless plug. Enough. I hold class from 10 to 2 every day, y'all. And listen, I try to explain it to you the best that I can on a day-to-day basis.
So it's our fault when we don't understand it's not your fault for not explaining it well.
If you can't retain some of this knowledge, then that's on you. That ain't on me. I'm a decorated teacher. I've been in this game a while. I ain't been wrong since I've been here.
Decorated teacher?
Tenured Professor Douglas here.
In my mind. Hey, I ain't been wrong since I've been here. Well, I can't help it if you don't understand what I'm saying.
I guess I have to admit, I signed up for this class just to make a fool of everyone. I signed up for this class just to throw things at the teacher and drive him crazy. Because that's what we do for 4 hours. No. All right. Well, you know what? I guess that's what we have to go with. Professor Douglas here has spoken.
What that poll looking like? Because I'm feeling good about myself.
Hold on. I just got to throw this out there because I know a lot of teachers, including my wife. If only 52% of the class understands,
you have to grade on a curve after that.
And I guarantee you,
you're 48% not getting your
lesson. I guarantee you that your wife would probably say, if I could just reach one kid a day. Then I've done my job.
No, that's cool.
If I could just reach.
No, Hugh's out there going, it's the students who are dumb.
Hey, if I could just reach one caller a day.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting like, this lesson is ridiculous.
I get attacked personally on a day-to-day basis. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I handle personal attacks very well.
You do. Mm. No, actually, you're better at it.
Hold up.
You're better at it than I am, actually, because I start yelling.
You know what, for you, you do a good job of handling them. It's just that when they keep repeatedly saying stuff that... I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Stupidity. I mean, there's only so much you can handle. All right, 215-592-9494. When we come back, the latest from rock bottom. Yep, Sixersville. An option Embiid is now considering, plus another injury added to the list, and a questionable move by the GM on social media. Uh-oh.
I looked at my phone. I thought that was my phone. I was like, wait a minute.
It's not you. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.